There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night folds in on a rising tide. Look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Hello, my friends. Hello, my good friends. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. Thank you for joining us, fellow Freedom Screamers. I want to remind everybody, Freedom Screaming season opened on March 1st. It lasts for 365 days, no permit required. This show stands on Psalms 94:16. This is no joke. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Who's standing up? Stand up if you're standing up. I want to hear it as well as feel it. We seem to be the only outfit helping specific people, and I want to help thank everybody who helped call in on the phone blitz for Chris. And, of course, Gary Hunt is locked up. Discussed his situation last week. And, of course, Tom is still being held. And I'm not hearing any of the other news outfits talk about Gary Hunt, Tom LaGuevara, Ivan Bundy, the Amish farmer. It just seems to be international events and carrying water for the new administration. And I'd be carrying their water like a champ if they were doing the righteous, just, constitutional, common law thing. Are they doing that? Are they doing it by holding on to Tom and by holding on to Clive and Bundy and by holding on to, oh, it was okay to use all the civil rights acts of the 60s to help the black people, and that was great, fine. But why are we not using them to help the patriots and the people who, you know, who stood on principle for freedom against this out-of-control beast system that we're living under? So if you want to join the show tonight, it's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll see who we can bring in tonight. I've been doing some research today on a very interesting issue. This will not surprise anybody, but when I started researching this, I expected to wind up at a couple of, you know, quote-unquote conspiracy theory websites or whatever they'd be called by the enemy, whether they're good or not, or pushing the thing on whatever issue. I did not expect what I found, which is, let me just cut to the chase, the entire national economy is floating on bonded court cases. That's the long and short. They're taking out bonds on every case that comes through the court, and in all kinds of other transactions and requirements. Wait till you hear what they're requiring bonds for. And bundling together in what's called mortgage-backed securities and selling them on the open international market. All these are on the stock exchange, by the way. CCA, CWX, CWD is Berlin, CWG is Frankfurt. I couldn't believe it. Listen to some of the players. CCH Insurance Services, National Association of Surety Bond Producers, the Surety and Fidelity Association of America, the the American Institute for Chartered Property Casualty Underwriters, Independent Insurance Agents of America, International Risk Management Institute, the Construction Risk Insurance Specialists, the Reinsurance, did you get that? The Reinsurance Association of America. That's just a thumbnail sketch. These are some of the biggest players in the world. They own the paper on everybody who gets dragged into the court, and the more people they can drag into the witch's court, the more bonded cases they can have if they do what's called protracting. And that's an insider term that somebody who works for the state of Virginia told me. They try to protract and drag out and extend these cases as long as possible so they can earn interest on the bonds and then bundle them into mortgage-backed securities and sell them on the world market. Guess who owns us right now? And I don't just mean our, you know, institutions and our property and our corporations. I mean us personally. Name your entity. Whoever wanted to step up to the plate and buy these bonds off the open market. Germans, the Chinese, Rothschild Banking Establishment, the Vicar General's Office, Goldman Sachs, your local, whoever. Go on and on and on. The Masons. Wow. Imagine. On the open market. Listen to this one. All you military guys out there, how about this? Listen to this. Listen to what you were fighting for. SureityBonds.org. Questions about DOD performance bonds eligible for standard market rates from 1 to 3%. Did you all get that? They're selling stock in the private corporation called, because don't forget, all these DOD and CIA and FBI and NSA, they're all under the United States Corporation now. They're all privatized. They took our government and incorporated it. This is the information you will not hear anywhere else. You're living in a giant corporation masquerading as government. Trump knew this when he came in. He knew he was coming in to be CEO. That's why they kept saying, hey, we're going to run it like a business. It'll be great. Y'all make a ton of money. I don't see any trickle-down economics yet. I see trickle-up economics, and I see trickle-down tyranny. I mean, what? Let's just forget about the economic stuff. I know those bringing back a factory or, you know, that might take time. Okay, fine. It is so easy for Jeff Sessions to pick up the phone and say, drop the case against Tom Lacovara and any of the other patriots who have been scooped up over the last couple of months or years, okay, and for these the ones in prison, I don't care if they were convicted or not. These are puppet juries, and they have no lawful authority to do unlawful things. It's because this ramification of living amongst stupid people. And this is why the jury nullification flyer is so important. And on my appearance on Hagman and Hagman tonight, run a 500,000 people, they crashed the jury nullification flyer number 2 that we posted so successfully. And apparently everybody was right calling in and saying, it's going through a 404 error again. So round 2, people keep trying. We're going to put it up again. We can do. I'll run around in circles all day. I don't give a damn. I got all year. Okay, so we're just going to keep playing the dance and reposting it and rereading it on the air for the rest of the week, because next week Eric the Freedom Screamer's gone, and I guess a new host is coming in. I didn't get any names or particulars for people, so I'll let you all do your own research on that. So we got one more week, friends and fellow Freedom Screamers. I'm gonna enjoy it. I'm gonna miss you all out there. So I guess we're putting out to pasture, and then somebody else will come in and take over. So hopefully they'll be awesome. And we'll just leave it at that. So did you understand what I said? The government is selling stock in the Department of Defense. But we got John Lamb. Oh, my gosh, we got John Lamb. Oh, boy, value this, people. Your appearances with John Lamb are going to expire on Friday at midnight Eastern. Hey, okay, John, we got 1 week left. Call us every night if you can. Give us what you got tonight, my friend.
Yeah, I wanted to chime in with you there on this jury nullification, kind of give you what's going on here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're back here in our first day of court after a 10-day recess, and so we're on week 7 of the trial here now in Las Vegas, Nevada. And the defense side was supposed to start bringing witnesses today. we spent literally all day long arguing with the judge and the prosecutor about our witnesses. They started vetting every one of our witnesses. They started tampering with and threatening every one of our witnesses. We spent a full day in court and didn't have a single witness testify yet on the defense side. The judge either denied the witnesses or threatened them with arrest, saying that they were unindicted co-conspirators. At this point in the day, as we left court here just a couple hours ago, we don't even know now if we're going to have any witnesses allowed, absolutely at all, for the defense side. After 7 weeks,
my God.
They said that every single person that was at the Bundy Ranch standoff were considered unindicted co-conspirators, that they all are still under investigation, that this case is still under investigation, is an ongoing investigation. All the Bundy people that were supposed to testify said it's Margaret Houston was the lady that got knocked down by the BLM officers. She was not allowed to testify today. Corey Houston, a relative of hers that was there at the Bundy Ranch, is not allowed to testify. Brianna Bundy, Carol Bundy, Shauna Cox, another defendant that was in the Oregon trial that was found not guilty, and she was also at the Bundy Ranch. She's not allowed to testify. Michelle Fiore is not going to be allowed to testify. And the list just goes on and on. The government blocked it at every point, and at the end of the day, the jurors got to listen to a total of 15 minutes of what we had to say in the courtroom. That means they sat in a back room all day long and never heard nothing at all of the court procedures today except for 15 short minutes of what the judge vetted and allowed the defense to talk to the jurors. This is total, so criminal and so wrong, and the American people, they don't have a clue out there. They don't see this tyranny going on. They have this trial staged, and they're trying to lock these men up for no telling how many years on all these false charges. And this is what we dealt with today. Jury nullification is brought up, and the judge said that one of the reasons why these witnesses are not going to be able to testify is that it may risk the jurors to hear jury nullification. And she was not going to allow that. She's not going to allow the jurors to come into that kind of exposure. And she would rather not have witnesses if they're going to be exposed to jury nullification.
How does she know what they're going to do? What is she, a mind reader? Does she have a crystal ball? I know she's a witch, but my God, I didn't know I was that accurate.
I know. We have all of our signs out front. We have all of our big banners advertising jury nullification. And, they, you know, they've been busting the jurors in with armed marshals every day in buses underneath the courthouse just so they don't get exposed by our signs and our people that are there. And this has been going on for 7 weeks. They bus them in. They load them up at an undisclosed location. They bring them in like we're some kind of terrorist out front. And they bring them in underneath the courthouse and hide them through back passageways and elevators into a back room so they don't get exposed to any of us that are outside hanging out, you know, passing out jury notifications, pamphlets and signs and everything like that. So they're almost they've been contaminated, the jurors, at this point, that they feel they could be at least feeling like that we're some kind of terrorists, like they're trying to portray us in all along, you know. And they're setting the stage for this case right now, and they have polluted these jurors, and we don't know if we're going to be able to turn it around. We thought we had two more weeks of trial. The judge is telling us we have two more days at the most that we can bring. Tomorrow we're going to bring one witness, and that's one of the defendants, Eric Parker, is going to testify on his own behalf. That's going to take part of a day tomorrow, possibly closing arguments tomorrow. And they're talking about on Wednesday jury instructions that the judge is going to allow only bits and pieces of this. And by Thursday we could have the jurors in deliberation here instead of late next week. That's how fast this case is unraveling just from the day.
Oh my God.
It's scary. We don't even have, I'm only giving you bits and pieces here. We're at loss of words right now. We're still trying to figure out what happened today and understand everything. It happened so fast. We literally had dozens and dozens of witnesses ready to testify from all over the country, all over Nevada, all over Utah, all over Arizona, people from Idaho, all over the country coming to testify that was either at the Bundy Ranch or was somewhat part of it that witnessed it and knew about these defendants. They can't even bring character witnesses in. They shut us down for every single witness, literally, we have. And right now, the defendants are probably going to arrest tomorrow with one witness on a seven-week-long, high-profile case that this way is unheard of. I mean, it's totally... I don't know. I don't have words to say what happened today. It's a shame.
It's off the scale, even for the witch's court, is sinking to a new low. I mean, you know, no witnesses at all. I mean, look, just shoot people on the street. Like, I mean, this is really, where is the Republic's gone.
And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. If they start picking up people one right after the other, what are people going to do? People don't think it's going to happen. It's happening right here underneath our noses right now. This country is just like North Korea. I mean, they have totally taken over the court, totally hijacked it, telling us who we can have for witnesses and who we cannot, how we're going to represent ourselves and who's going to represent us. Todd Engel can't even represent himself or stand up and speak. They appointed an attorney that doesn't even speak for him at all. Todd Engel wasn't represented at all today, absolutely at all. His attorney sits there and says nothing on his behalf. Todd Engel was doing awesome, and they shut him down. They have no rights. The judge has said that multiple times, and she said it again today. Your rights as defendants, again, are only if you want to plead guilty and take a deal with the prosecutor, or if you want to testify in this case against yourself. And if you're not happy with none of this, your last right is you can appeal it to another court after you're convicted. That's your only right.
Oh, nice. And people wonder why I call it the witch's court. I mean, I'm being nice.
You are being nice, 100%. I even used your term today on my live stream. I had to steal that. I said, this is nothing but the witch's court. Nothing but the witch's court.
Well, okay, sounds good. Well, listen, I hope, John, stay with us as long as you can tonight. We only got this week, and then Eric's getting put out to pasture. So I hope maybe you'll have me on your live stream sometime. Hang in there. We got two callers. Let's see what our callers have to say. It's Gary Blackwell here. Let's have a prayer. Gary, how you doing, my friend? Gary, welcome to the show. Can you give us some spiritual words of wisdom? Take your time. We're in no rush tonight.
Hi, Eric. And hi, John, whatever... Yeah, this is Gary Don from Michigan, and we often seek the counsel of our Father, the Creator, to help solve our problems. The problem is that we wanted another king over us, which was King Saul, and you can see the end results of that as you spoke today, John. We have a kingship running America, monarchy. So as we pray, we're going to pray that we can remedy that particular situation by waking up the people and letting them understand that we are under a monarchy, or maybe two monarchies. It doesn't matter. They controlled this country from the beginning, and even our good old George Washington was a colonel in the English military, and he was a 33-degree Mason, so all these things play to a situation. The only real patriot we had at that time was Aaron Burr. Aaron Burr said to you, to all the boys that were in power, you're not going to have Hamilton as the Secretary of Treasury. I'm not going to allow it. So he stood his ground, and of Of course, we all know what happened there. We should know. He challenged him to a duel, and he got rid of Hamilton, which was nominated as Secretary of Treasury. So that we ask our Father Yadi Vahi to look at our hearts and examine us as for what we have to say, what we have to do, and bring forth the truth, no matter how distant it seems. There is truth out here somewhere. And our Father says to know him and to know the truth, and the truth will set us free. We've been contaminated with liars, murderers, thieves, corruptors, everything you can think of. We've been contaminated from A to Z in every town, every military source, everything that we look at. We have been contaminated, our Father. We ask, as we come in a repentance attitude, to repent of our sins that we sinned against you, and for the terribleness we brought upon our own selves, upon our own people. So we pray and unite, that we unite in one stand, in one stay, that we come forward and unite in that for the possibility of bringing the United States back to where it should be, the United States of America, I should say. And may Yahweh bless and keep and give people the strength that need to be the ones that we don't know their names, but you know exactly who they are and what they're standing for. We ask all in the name of our Father's name, Yodhi Vahi, so be it.
Hallelujah.
Amen to all that. Awesome. Amen. Beautiful. Back to you, John.
Yeah, that's, I appreciate that prayer. That's one of the things as a country needs to get back to, is get back on their knees and get back to prayer. We've been doing that every single day in court. We did it twice a day. So before we went into the courtroom, out on the street, we all huddled together and got in a circle and did a prayer. And we all went inside the courtroom, and the judge was just taking a long time to do some motions. About 30 of us decided all at once to stand up right there at the beginning of court, and we all walked out of court. And we all went into the hallway, and we all got in a big circle, close to 30 of us, and we all prayed again. We know sometimes when we, at least this is how I feel, I'm very, very strong about some of my personal beliefs, and so I hope this is okay to say this, but I feel sometimes when we pray, we get attacked even worse. That's what happened today.
The first thing that came to my mind when you just started saying that,
yeah,
was that's what's really bothered the witches' court the most was that know you got God on your side. They don't like that reference to Jesus. Oh boy, it makes it like waving the cross in front of the devil.
We did. We upset them today by that prayer that we normally don't do. We all got up and walked out of the courtroom. We all got in a circle. We did that prayer, and I tell you what, we got vengeance for it. But I believe in miracles. I believe that's the only thing we have in this whole deal is God Himself, Yahweh Himself. If He doesn't intervene, we've already lost this. It isn't by us that we're going, not by our might that we're going to win this, but by His. And today was a hard day on all of us. We had a lot of people crying in the courtroom over what happened. Even one of the defendants broke down crying. By seeing this evil that we witnessed today and how they just took all the rights away from each one of these defendants. It was, I urge anyone and everyone that can get out here. I mean, flights to Las Vegas are fairly cheap from about anywhere, it sounds like. I know I get flights in there for $100, $110, $120, but if you have any way at all to get out here, I urge you the next couple of days to come out here and witness it for yourself. Show some support if you're able to. If you're close enough to drive here, come out here and support it. This trial is almost over, and we only can pray at this point. That's our only hope.
Well, has anybody had a T-shirt printed up that says jury nullification in big letters on the front? I did that in the courtroom in New York. It created quite a stir, but the district attorney and the judge knew that they could not, and they didn't even try. They knew that was a protected. Has anybody tried wearing it on their shirt, and then the jury won't be able to miss it? They'll just look out and see you sitting there and get up
and walk
in the front row.
They actually have. They won't even allow us to wear a shirt that says LaVoy Finicum They won't allow us to wear a shirt that says "Free the Bundys." You're not allowed in the courtroom. I'm not even allowed. There was about 15 of us today that wore constitutions in our pockets, and they make us turn the Constitution around backwards, or they'll remove us from the courtroom.
What?
We're struggling to carry a Constitution or a Bible. I carried my Bible in the day, and they told me two things, that I cannot bring the Bible up high enough above my waist that the jurors might see the Bible, and that I cannot carry the pocket Constitution in my pocket where the jurors can see the photo of Jefferson on the front. It has to be turned around backwards so they can only see the back of the Constitution. It's forbidden in the courtroom.
Oh, you've got to be. I mean, this has reached the level of absurdity. I mean, are you kidding me? And none of the other guys and girls in this movement are screaming up and jumping up and down on this? Why do people think I get excited on the air and sometimes my language slips up or whatever? I mean, please.
Hearing these people.
This has gone to the level of complete absurdity. Turning the Constitution around so that it doesn't have the picture of Jefferson on a little pocket Constitution. I mean, good God in heaven. Why are people, I'm not really worried about, I mean, look, I know the Muslims in Europe are a threat, and I know North Korea is this and that, and the Chinese are here and there. They're not within the gates right now completely destroying us and destroying our own people and our own patriots. We're actively being taken out, and everybody's going, look over here, look over there, look over to Europe, look over to the Middle East. Oh, it's ungodly. Go ahead, John.
It's scary. I personally believe that's a false flag of these Muslims, and they're trying to hide us. I mean, the Muslims, I know that some of them are bad over there, and they're doing stuff, but we're being taken from the inside. Our enemy is already in power, taking us over.
We're already under Sharia law. Yeah, we're under Sharia law right now, people. They just don't call it that.
Yes, these politicians, these judges, and the way they're doing things and not taking our rights away, we should be more afraid of that than we should be any of these Muslims. The illegal aliens that are here stealing our jobs, if we want to say that. The politicians are taking our rights away while we're watching that. We're hearing these courts seeing this every single day, and people are not aware of it right now. They need to wake up quick because this country is going down the drain so fast. I don't even have the right words to say right now. We're all still shook up over here. We don't understand it. We keep saying Nazis or North Korea. It's what we are actually seeing in these courtrooms. The justice that's happening and the violations that's happening to us, we have no rights as Americans. They said it over and over and over again today. We don't even have the rights to defend ourselves.
John, they did the same thing in Oregon when we were in the court, too. They also shut down the defense just as bad. So this is the second time we're seeing it in the courts, and I think we're getting up on a break.
Wow. Hold on a sec, Lori. We'll get you right back after this break, sweetheart. Thanks for joining us along with Gary and John. Right back after this break on the RBN Network. Stay with us.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say. About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendolite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all-natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back to resurrect that good old republic that we lost a pretty long time ago. We haven't got it back yet. It's getting worse. We need to although I do see some, I've seen a lot of small victories that can all pile up to one big thing if we can educate enough people to get with us on this plan here. Obviously, I'm always pushing the jury nullification flyer. And this is why we need to get down to the courthouse on jury selection day before the trial begins and the witches' court starts issuing all these bizarre, completely off-the-wall orders to turn your pocket constitution around backwards, to hold your Bible at waist level or lower. You got to be kidding me. I mean, this is even blowing my mind now. And I watched this happen all... I mean, it's getting bizarre. At least in New York, they didn't make us take off our shirts. I wore a shirt that said jury nullification. So, how far much more do you people have to hear? I mean, I know most of the listeners to this show are at least patriots. I would encourage you to be an activist as well. So, get that jury nullification flyer printed out. You can find it at courtroomwatch.com. Courtroomwatch.com. Unfortunately, I think it may be getting the 404 error code again, and they're blocking it again. So I'll be giving it out again and reposting it again. That's the way it's going to go. We're going to do the dance. And so that sucker should be back up. So any new listeners out there that haven't got around to doing it yet, or you people who are just doing the armchair patriot thing and not saying, well, it's not that, it's this, or that's too, we worry about that. This is really the most important thing you can do. Once that jury knows, everybody knows they can hold their ground, and if they don't see any living victim to the crime, then they not only have the right, they have the duty to send that person home. There can't be a victim.
you know, a victimless crime. It just, it doesn't happen that way in reality. It happens that way under tyranny and under Satan. It doesn't happen. Why do you think they wear the black robes? But it doesn't happen under reality and under a republic and anything like that. So we just have to make sure we stay on the moral high ground. And like John said, obviously prayer comes first. We're not going to win this battle. The victory without God, number one. We're not going to win it without God. Number two, the victory is God's. It's not ours. We're just delegated to storm the gates of hell, come what may. Any thoughts on that, Gary or John? And then we're going to bring in Lori, Texas Lori.
Yes, again, like we just said there, that's how I believe we won the first trial over there in Oregon, is all the prayer. We had prayer every single day in Oregon during the first trial. And I believe that's what actually won us that miracle, is because we prayed on the courthouse steps every single day. The jurors got to see us over there. They even come up and commented on it. And they seen we were peaceful people. We put God first, and that's what this country needs to get back to, and put God back in our schools, put prayer back in our schools, put the Constitution and the Ten Commandments back in our schools, and that's where we're going to see a big change. Right now, we know Trump's not doing that, so it is he, like the gentleman just prayed there from Michigan. He said that we got Saul in office, and That's what I agree 100% with him.
I wish I could disagree, but unfortunately you guys are right. I know it's not a comfortable truth for many people, but the truth will set you free. And we just have to face the music. I mean, it's getting, you know, and look, if you want to be specific, it's Trump's own fault. He surrounded himself with a bunch of globalists and a bunch of traitors. He knew what he was doing. Once again, no Ron Paul, no Judge Napolitano, no Sheriff Mack, even though I have a few issues with him, but, you know, generally he's on the right page, constitutional sheriff, great. You know, no one, just one globalist after big corporate executive, after torture master, career attorneys, all of them, except for Trump, who's a career businessman, working with the attorneys and using them for everything he did. It's very unfortunate. It makes me uncomfortable. I don't want to have to not. But it's the truth. What are we going to do? I can't encourage people to support something that's unsupportable. And it's, you know, once again, we're not seeing any change. He keeps draining the swamp and refilling it with fresh feces. And the tyranny is getting worse. Look what they're just doing now. It's still to all these people that John's witnessing. You know, their lives are being destroyed, people. How can you not feel their suffering and feel their pain as a fellow American? We got to hang together on this. This is why everything anybody does is important. Don't, you know, we're not going to win it necessarily in one venue or in another, but it's a slow and steady wins the race. Remember that old saying? Just keep, and when it gets overwhelming, turn it over to the Creator. And along the way, do a little thing every day for freedom, something. What are you going to do for freedom tomorrow? What do you got planned for next week? What will you do for freedom? It has to be a do thing. It can't be a wish thing and a hope thing. It can pray, absolutely, but don't forget, the Word of God says we must watch well as pray. That means you got to, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Make me strong so I can cast down my enemies. King David. So, and I know it was not the most desirable thing to have a king, but at least under, seemed to be a benevolent man. So I'm not so sure we're seeing that today. Once again, we're not bringing Ten Commandments or God back in the schools. We're not getting any talk about that. He is up there, you know, almost making love to the Archbishop of the Greek Orthodox Church. And the only victim they mentioned for 9/11 was that poor building that came down. We got to rebuild that, I'm sure, with taxpayer dollars, of course. So, but, you know, as far as a godly enterprise or a just, look, even if they're sketchy about bringing up the God or the whatever because they're too afraid of how many atheists or Satanists are out there around them, look, at least just get back to the justice thing. How about just justice and righteousness in the courts? You know, we can have your disagreements on spiritual matters or who the Creator is or how he manifests himself or which one you believe in or whatever, but, I mean, if you can't go there, can they at least go to pick up the phone and say, drop the case against Tom Lacobara, drop the case against all these people. This is a federal court now, people. This is not an Oregon local court. That Trump has direct jurisdiction. Jeff Sessions has direct, he's the Justice Department. Who's prosecuting the case? So the courts, you want to say the courts are independent of the other. Well, okay. Who's the prosecutor in the case? He's not the judge. He's not the court. He's the prosecuting attorney for that fictitious entity called the state, or the federal government, as acting as a quote-unquote state in its larger term definition. So this is a federal matter. They thought the prosecution could drop this case by getting one phone call from Jeff Sessions. What's the problem? I want to know. So, and I'm not getting any answers, but I see all this other window dressing and garbage, and look over to Europe, and look over to here, and look over to there. And look, I understand the international political scene. Yeah, it's a chessboard. It's important. It's crucial. There's nuclear weapons and worse out there. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. It's very important. But guess what? While the Patriots are getting rounded up at home, I mean, in like they are now,
Eric,
and the tyranny that's going through these courts, it's ungodly. Go ahead, Lori.
Yeah, Tom had a court case, a status hearing on Monday, and they extended it out another 30 days. I don't know what his lawyer's doing. He won't talk to me. I'm doing the best I can. I saw some of the discovery. There's not much in it. Not much at all. And he called me tonight. He is in solitary again. It could be, don't go off on the rails yet. Don't go off on the rails yet. I want everybody to think about this first. First thing I said was, what's going on out there? Gary Hunt was arrested as well in California. Maybe they're taking him through Eugene to take him up to Portland. It makes sense. So hold your hat. Hopefully he'll be out soon. We do not know, and I've got a call into his lawyer. He was in court today, so I don't know what's going on. Neither does Tom. So he is in solitary again. I don't know for how long. He was able to get out to get me a phone call. If
so you don't
want
know why?
No, but I don't want to go off the rails on this. Please don't go off on the rails on this one. I need people to stay calm. I'm here by myself, literally. I cannot have people going off the rails. I have to handle the repercussions of what everybody else says. Please.
I'm not suggesting we do that. I just want to know why. Yeah. You know, do we know why? Is there a reason? State cause? Anything?
The only thing I can think of is that they're putting him in a separate place from Gary Hunt so nobody can talk. It's the only thing that I'm thinking of that's
are
going
they at
on.
The same, oh, so they're, are they being held
no.
in the same facility? Is that the deal?
No, I do not know. Gary was supposed to be in Sacramento today, leaving. Do not know if he was coming up this way. I know he's coming up this way to go to Portland, but this is maybe a way that they're bringing him up to Portland. I do not know. So I'm hanging tight, hoping that's the only reason he's in solitary today. And I told Thomas, it might be just because someone else is being transferred that you need to be in solitary. They do that sometimes. You never know. So we need to, you know, hang tight, pray. Don't know what's going on. I know that it's very nerve-wracking up here, trying to deal with the courts. Very odd situations. There is not really any law or rules. John's letting you know he's seeing probably worse than what we saw in Portland, but I sat right there in the courtroom with John and watched the same thing happen in Portland, where the defense literally railroaded all the witnesses out and said they could not testify, and they had them lined up. Many people that the state had paid for to come in and testify, and they sent them all home, and they weren't allowed to testify. So this is not the first time they've done it, and to allow the defense less than one day and maybe one witness. And they did also threaten them. With my own eyes, I saw it, threatened them in Portland. Maybe they think this is a tactic that works. You never know. So it's time to start standing up and being strong. It's not a romantic thing to fight for your freedom for your children. But you got to do the right thing, whether it's the guy you really like or the guy you really don't like. You've got to stand up and do what's right. And there's a lot of bickering going on up here that needs to stop. I don't know if it's going on in Nevada, but up here, it's insane. People need to stand up and stick together. The Muslims China, Europe, all of that. Why worry about what's going on overseas when you can't even take care of your own house? And we're not taking care of our own house. And literally, it's Congress. We're not calling Congress. We're not talking to the ones that are responsible for getting us in this mess. And we're not doing the real research. The Constitution, excuse me, I'm getting a cold. The Constitution is the basis and the foundation for that judge sitting in that seat. That's where that judge got her power and authority. And if she's throwing away the Constitution, what power and authority and law do we have now if we don't have that Constitution? They all swear an oath to it. It may be their corporate charter, but it's the same thing. Please tell me what the law is now so that I can stop breaking it if that we have new laws. I haven't seen it.
There's nothing. They've created a superstructure that makes everybody a criminal pretty much just by breathing. That's it. And, I mean, there's no way to escape it. We're so far down the toilet. It's just, you know, once again, we educate people and try to stimulate them to care. Most people, they try to hide behind this. Well, I can't care about that. I'm too busy with this or that. Those are the people we need to get through to. And you know, the only thing I can say about the expansion of the tyranny is it's hitting so many people right now. There's almost, it's not that difficult. Everybody knows somebody who's getting dragged in.
Well, Eric, it hit me. I didn't want to have anything to do with Oregon. And I've said it before. I didn't agree with the way it happened. I didn't want Thomas to go. He wanted to go. He went, and I'm paying the price for what other people did. I'm here. I'm standing up. I'm doing what's right. I'm here to make sure that the court cases are going the correct way, and they're not. I'm here to tell the truth of what I see. I'm here to back Tom up, but I'm being dragged into something I don't want to be involved in.
And all of us feel the same way. Yeah.
Right, but it is going to happen to other. And I'm not the only wife that this is happening to, or husband. And it's going to happen to you, whether you like it or not, whether it's your child, a neighbor, someone that just sees you doing something that they didn't like seeing you do. It's going to happen if you don't get off of your keister and stand up and say, please stop, no more. And pretty soon you're going to say, absolutely not anymore. That's what I started out doing when it happened to my son. So it's nerve-wracking. And I know John and Andrea and the other people out there and Brand are having a really hard time having to deal with what's going on, and that they put out a call to go out there and just stand and be a body outside of the court if you have to. And that makes a huge, huge difference in how you're treated and how that court acts. And if you can go, go. Be respectful. Listen to the people that are there. Don't be mouthy, because every time somebody's mouthy, and I have to say this, if you're mouthy to each other, it really hurts what the people are trying to do inside that building. Just be respectful. If somebody rubs you the wrong way sideways, turn the other way and take away the friction. Just walk away from it and go talk to somebody else. Just stop it with you. I really ask people to do that and stick to facts instead of feelings. It's what we need, and we need people. And I had one person in court with me, so I know how lonely it can be and how frightening it can be and horrible. And it is. But we're going to continue doing what we have to do. And, John, I really appreciate you being out there with everybody, because they need you. They need your voice out there.
I apologize. It's so hard to be not be in both places, because I enjoyed every moment I spent with you there in Portland. You come over there and supported that trial there, and your husband was almost 200 miles away. And I know you wanted to be at both places too, but you chose to help the guys that were in the need at the moment. And that's saying a whole lot.
And I
feel bad
to do.
Yeah,
that's what you
should have been
to
more
do
people
too.
There to support you instead of just one person. I feel so bad, and I know we're all strung out in so many ways right now, but yes, thank you for what you're doing there too, Lori.
I'm not the only one. That's why I'm speaking out, and this is not a pity me. This is, I want you to know what it's like when it happens. And John, you know that. And
I know that, I do.
Yeah, and we both know you need to be in Nevada, and I learned how the courts work here. it prepared me for a lot here. I learned a lot. It was one of the most important things to do, and to support the guys, and I got to know them as well. They're good men. They each have their own personalities, but they're good men, and they came up to try to help people that they thought were in trouble. And we need more of that. Not with guns, but we need more of helping people out. Guns are there when the First Amendment doesn't work, and I don't think we've used the First Amendment quite enough yet. That's my opinion. The reason why I'm saying that, and John, you need to be aware of this, in Harris County, that's Houston's, called Harris County, there was a deputy that was actually assassinated today. He was at a courthouse, and they said there was a sniper out there that shot and killed him. And it was very sad, and I want to, you know, put out my thoughts to his family. To those that are anti-police, please remember, we all woke up to this on one side or another. My adopted girls that are my heart, they're my son's sisters. They're not my real adopted kids, but I adopted them. Their stepfather's a Harris County deputy, and it could have been him. So I know how good of a man he was. I know they know some of the laws. They're stuck just like we are, and they're only doing what they can do, and we've got to have a little bit more patience so we can have that room for everybody to grow and make the change that's needed. If we have this hate going out there like the other side has, there's not going to be any room for change. We've got to watch when we get angry and the hate we have, that we allow room for people that are changing to grow. Let's use our wisdom where they're using their anger. And the wisdom usually always wins. It takes a while, but it wins.
I'm
going to have to get off of here for now because I got another appointment to go to, but I appreciate being on here and everyone that's supporting the political prisoners all around and the guys that are in trial. It means so much. I know Lori appreciates it, Thomas and Gary Hunt that's being probably transferred right now over to Oregon, and these six men that are facing trial, and we're going to have a jury going to deliberation any day. So all your prayers are really needed right now and support in any way they can. So, but thanks again for having me on again tonight. I should have another update tomorrow if you need me. Yes.
Good. Sounds like a winner, John. Thanks. We definitely want to have you on, if possible, as many days this week as you can spare. So it's wide open, and we appreciate you being with us. John Lamb, L-A-M-B. Follow his stuff. He's the one at the cutting edge of all these trials that everybody else is conveniently ignoring right now. John, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you. And Lori, call me after a while. So have a good night.
I will. All right. Take care.
Goodbye.
So here we stand, the night of the bad news.
Not really. You always have hope when you have bad news, and you got to look at it that way.
I have faith.
Let me tell you a story, Eric.
Sure.
There was a police officer. He was an undercover police officer in our school district, and I was going and talking to the school district all the time. He was acting as a reporter, go figure. Really nice guy. He understood law and things that I understood. But there was one night that the school board got so angry at me that they walked me out with the police. And this was a full room. And everybody sat there, and I said, if you don't stand up and do something, we're going to lose our freedom of speech. And everybody stood and looked at me like they were in a daze. And then the police walked me out, and I went out. They didn't arrest me. But he came up to me at the next meeting and said, Lori, we had to let you be arrested. Or walked out. We had to have that happen. He said, if you didn't have something like that happen, the people wouldn't have been shook so much to wake up and realize this is real. You were just a mom going up there and talking from your heart. And they walked you out and you were telling the truth. And we know you were telling the truth. You're just protecting your son. They let his information out on the internet. And he said, you know, I know it's horrible, and I know I sat in my chair, But he's seen this happen over and over again, which I've seen not this bad, but a lot of things play through. Bad things have to happen for good people to wake up and actually get into motion. And they have to go by our example of how we deal with these things so that they know how to deal with them too. So even though it sounds bad and it sounds hard,
I know there's always good to come from every. I understand the future. It's just tonight kind of sucks, and so I just had to say that. But anyway, it's always darkest right before the dawn. Go ahead.
Right, but while everybody's here and is kind of down today, remember tomorrow's another day. We go out, put a smile on our face, and we do the best we can with what we've got. And some days you fall, some days you get back up, and you have a great day, and you can walk straight. But we get through it, and we're not alone in this. Even though, you know, I may be here by myself on some situations, I'm not alone because there's other men and women going through the exact same things, and there are people that have sat in jails for years. I personally know quite a few that have sat for years that have studied law. They're still sitting in prison. People really don't keep up with them like they should. You know, but it happens, and we all do the best that we can to help get them out. Eric?
Yep, good point. We got a break coming up in about a minute. Gary Blackwell, any comments from you before we go to the top of the hour? Is Gary still with us?
Well, just real quick, like, we have been teaching for a number of years, and I'm up in age now, that you have to have remedy. And the first thing to have remedy, you have to recognize what the possibilities are for remedy. And I know this is really a bad time to bring this up, but I'll bring it up just shortly. Some of the remedy is to put in place those laws which our forefathers and the people up to this day have stood in the pulpits and instead have been done away with. And in order to bring forth the will of the Father, we have to obey his 613 laws. These are simple. You wouldn't need no law, you wouldn't need anything if we just obey those laws.
Right.
That's my point in remedy, and I'm going to yield real quick, like, because that does not solve the problem of the day. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Gary. Once again, it's a two-pronged battle. It's a spiritual battle, and it's a battle out on the street, so to speak, you know, at least non-violently, but I mean a battle trying to bring knowledge and education to the people before it's too late. That's our goal here. Like the Republic, we've got Lori, Gary. Thank you, John, for being with us tonight, by the way. And we'll be right back after this break on the RBN Network. Stay with us.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.